Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are going to get you off on a good start. It's fall. Believe it or not, the fall season is here, and there is a lot to do around the yard.
Products that you can look forward to in this coming year. So you may hear some background sounds.
We want to welcome you to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and if we can help you, give us a call, 800-259-9231. We're going to work together and take full use of the next 10 weeks. Fall season is September, October, and November. And there is a lot to do, a lot of great things that we can do that will help us to get through the months. Needed things need to be done to bring plants inside the house so we can enjoy them even longer. But there are things that need to be done outside to prepare our gardens for the arrival of spring. And we're going to looking forward to that too. So we're going to talk about that. Fall is for planting. This is the best time of the year to plant a new lawn. This is the time of the year to plant your spring flowering bulbs. Tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, all those things that will waken your eyes, your senses, when the winter season comes to an end. It's a time to put the garden to bed. It's a time to begin to work on making compost for the springtime. It's a time for putting your roses into a state of dormancy, your shrubbery, to protect your shrubs and your trees for the changing of the temperatures, to get your lawn ready for the change of season. So there's a lot to do. And if you don't know where to start, then you give us a call, 800-259-9231. The other thing that will help you is to sign up for the newsletter. It's free. You just go to paulparent.com, which is our website, and at the top of the page you'll see newsletter. Just click on it, put in your email address, submit it, and every Thursday we will send you a free email newsletter that will tell you what to do at this time of the year, how to prepare. We'll talk about the shrubs, the annuals, the perennials, what's happening, what's new, what's different. And it's all free on the website. And you're going to notice, hopefully in 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, brand new website is being built right now to make it easier for you to move from one area to the other. And what we're doing is, on the website, we are going to attach all of the newsletters of the past year and a half. So, for example, if this time of the year you're not quite sure what to do with your hydrangea. You'll be able to go on the new website, type in hydrangea, and it will pull an old newsletter that I wrote, or several newsletters that talk about hydrangea, and you'll know what to do at any time of the year. So we're really excited. It's being worked on as we speak, and we'll update you as we get closer and closer. But there'll be a lot of new things on there. You'll have a ton of information, and I know that you're going to like it. But if you do not receive the email newsletter right now, go to www.paulparent.com, put in your email address, and you'll receive it on Thursday. It's as simple as that. Now, this time of the year, we have to say, let's prepare. The area that needs the most work right now, for a lot of people, is the lawn. Thin spots, maybe you're putting in a whole new lawn, but you have to remember that the fall, September and the month of October, are the best times of the year to start a new lawn from seed. The ground is still nice and warm. We still have plenty of warm, humid days like we had yesterday. Hot, sticky, muggy. Those are the days that help to germinate the seed quick. They get established. And that way, when winter does arrive, the plant has a foothold and it's able to survive the winter. When spring comes, it's ready. So, look at your lawn today. If you need patching done, if you need to thicken the whole area, plan a weekend. Next weekend, the weekend after, but try and get some seed on those thin areas. It will make a tremendous difference in the quality of your lawn for the future. Spring is a good time, but the ground's cold. It takes longer for the seed to germinate. But when you plant a new lawn in the fall, the ground's warm, it germinates quicker, you're getting morning dew, which adds moisture to your soil. If weeds should develop, we get a frost, the weeds die. The grass continues to grow. So start looking at your grass. If it looks good, fall is the best time to fertilize your lawn. Spring is good because it wakes it up and gets it motivated. But the fall season is really important because you're feeding the grass to help it to prepare for the winter months, whether you get snow or not where you live. You could be living in North Carolina, South Carolina. You could be living in the Dakotas. You could be living in Texas or even California. If you can put food in the root system of that plant, it makes a tremendous difference. Because in the spring, when you fertilize your lawn, 75% of the food that you apply is being used to make the plant grow. In the fall, it's the opposite. 75% of the fertilizer that you apply to that lawn is absorbed into the plant and stored to be used during the fall months, the winter months, and to help it kick off in the spring. And 25% is used to make the grass nice and green and healthy Well, we still have plenty of sun. So fall fertilizer does make a big, big difference. If you have weeds, if all of a sudden the dandelions and plantain and clover have appeared in your lawn, you don't have to treat the whole lawn. Buy a liquid weed killer that you can apply with either a pump sprayer or a bottle sprayer, and just treat the areas where you have weeds. Much easier, and that way you're not using as many chemicals in your lawn. But this is the time right now. Now, I want you to stop thinking about the leaves of your trees beginning to fall. Won't be long, and in some areas, the foliage is coming off the trees already. This year, say to yourself, I'm not going to rake the leaves. That's right. You're not going to rake the leaves. You're going to mow them. Grind them up into small pieces, and it will make topsoil for your grass.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilon from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. A little foggy here in southern Maine where I live. Hot, humid, muggy. But, you know, it's early fall, very, very early fall. We're going to endure these days while we can. Still getting things coming out of the garden. A little vegetables here and there. Plenty of flowers coming. Grass is still growing. Furnace is off. That's a real good thing. So if we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. Tom, good morning. I'm great. You ready to do a little gardening today?
Oh, I sure am.
Wonderful. Who do we have up first?
First up, we've got Jane from New Hampshire with a question about bearded iris.
Jane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question about iris. I have several different locations for bearded iris, and after the second year, they don't seem to bloom. They look healthy, but nothing happens as far as blooms. They are not overcrowded, but I don't know what's wrong with them.
How much sun are they getting, Jane?
Probably only about 5 or 6 hours.
In the afternoon or the morning?
Some in the morning, some in the afternoon. They're in various places.
Okay. Now, when you look at those iris, is the tuber visible when you look at the garden, or is it buried in the, covered with soil or mulch?
No, it's visible.
It is visible. Okay.
Yes.
Have you fed them at all?
Yes.
What did you use?
Plant tone. Organic plant tone.
Okay. So this division was done not this past fall, but the year before. So they've been in the ground 2 seasons.
They've been in the ground 3 seasons.
3 seasons. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I mean, they should be blooming for you. So, couple things I'd like you to inspect around that gun. First of all, look for the possibility of moss growing in the lawn near your gun.
I have moss, unfortunately.
Okay. Being that you have moss, that's telling me that your soil is acidic. And what happens is when you have acid soil, the chemical reaction in the ground will attach itself to the phosphorus fertilizer that the plant needs to make the blooms, the flowers. So the more acidic, the more difficult it's going to be for plants to make flower buds, because the acidity will grab a hold and will not let go of the phosphorus in your soil. So what I want you to do, go to your local garden center and either buy a bag of powdered lime, or Jonathan Green makes the product called Magic Cal. And it is the same thing as powdered lime, except it will release the neutralizing power in 7 to 10 days. So it will make the soil less acidic. If your soil is less acidic, that means your plant will have an easier time to make flower buds. So you can put this down with a spreader over the entire garden. You can sprinkle it with your hand, like you're putting rock salt on a slippery walkway. And then start to think, did my flowering trees bloom as good as they should? Did my perennials bloom as good as they should? And if they didn't, then it's time to buy a couple of bags and spread this Magic Cal over all of your gardens and your lawn to neutralize the acidity so that your plants are better able to make flower buds. And now is the best time.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-346-6829. 334 no tax.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Make yourself a cup of coffee, open up the Sunday paper, have yourself a blank piece of paper and a ballpoint pen, and we hope you'll be able to write down some notes of things we're going to talk about today. We want to get you excited about the fall season because there is so much that has to be done. Oh, and also one other thing. We are planning a trip in May that if you like flowers, this is the trip for you. We are going to England to the Chelsea Flower Show. Now, this is the biggest and the best flower show in the world. Not just in England, but the world. It lasts for a week. The public is only allowed to see the show for 4 days, and you're only limited to so many people every day to keep the crowd down. The first day of the Chelsea Flower Show is for the Queen and all of her people. The second day of the show is for all of the politicians. The third day is for the members of the Royal Horticultural Society, and then 4 days for the general public. And we are going on one of those days. we're going to be visiting some of the Royal Botanical Gardens and a lot more, stopping at Stonehenge one day. We're going to be staying in Plymouth, England. And if you live in New England, Plymouth, England is where the Pilgrims left and then landed in Plymouth, Massachusetts. So a lot of history. There's going to be a great deal of gardening and fun involved. So if you'd like to get some information, write down this phone number, 800-322-9481. You can go to my website, paulparent.com, and on the website you can see everything that we're going to do. You can click on to the hotels to see what they look like. You can click on to the gardens that we're going to see, and you'll have time and a tour of the City of London. Lots to do, lots to see, and it's going to be limited. So if you'd like to go to England at the peak of gardening, May 22 to the 30th, it's going to be incredible. So if you belong to a garden club, tell all of your members, this is the Cadillac of all garden tours. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Corinne from Maine with a question about bayberry.
About bayberry. Okay, good morning. Tell me what's happening with your bayberry.
Hello. I've been fighting bayberry for about 12 years. It comes and penetrates throughout the whole lawn, and I have more than just a small yard. I have acres. And this year what I did was I went to the root of it. In other words, I went to the bayberry bushes themselves to try to stop it. But it seems to just keep going through my grass. And what I've done is I've used different weed killers that have been suggested to me from different nurseries. It seems to kill all the grass around it, and then I try to reseed that. But the bayberry may die, but then it comes right back.
Yeah. The problem is that plant has many, many underground roots.
Yes.
So the first thing that you need to do is you need to cut the entire plant to the ground.
The original plants that it's coming from. I have them on both sides of the yard, which is almost 300 feet wide.
Okay, but you want to stop them from spreading.
Yes, they're already all the way through the yard. But I do want to stop them, but so I'm in the process of cutting the original bushes on both sides of the yard.
Okay, now do you want to remove everything, or do you still want to keep some of the plants there?
I want no bayberries in my yard, not even near my yard.
Okay. Then the best thing for you to do is, at this time of the year, if you can't do it yourself, call your local high school, call the guidance department, and say, I need one or two good, strong boys to spend a day here to help me get rid of all of my bayberry. They must have a pair of loppers, unless you've got some that you can give them. And what you're going to do is you're going to have them come on like a Saturday morning, have them bring a lunch, and have them go through and cut everything down and dispose of the brush. And you want to cut it flush to the ground, okay? By doing that, you're getting rid of the mother plant. The roots will still be there, but you've gotten rid of the bulk of your plant. In the spring, it's going to try and replace what you have removed. And what you're going to do is you're going to mow. Get into the routine that every week you take your lawnmower and you mow where these plants are coming up. That will discourage a lot of them. Now, the next thing. If you take a product like Roundup or Cleanup and you spray it, you're right. Whatever you hit, it's going to kill. It's a non-selective weed killer. So if you're spraying it from your hand and you're spraying it 3 feet from the ground, you're going to make a big circle and kill the grass along with it. The best thing to do is you're going to get a bucket. You're going to mix some Roundup or Cleanup in the bucket. Also, you're going to buy a yardstick and a sponge paintbrush, a 1-inch wide sponge paintbrush. Duct tape the paintbrush to your yardstick. Now what you're going to do is you're going to walk in the yard with the Roundup mixed up in the bucket, take your yardstick, dip it into the bucket to get it wet, excuse me, and then you're going to paint the individual clumps of foliage that comes out of your lawn. That way you target just the plant that you want to kill. And instead of having a 6, 8, or 10 inch diameter of dead grass, the only thing that's going to die is where you took the paintbrush and you dabbled it right on top of the foliage. So you're directing it right on the problem plant. It's not going to happen overnight. But if you remove all of the big plants this fall, and if you can do it now, and the reason you want to do it now is the barberry, the bayberry, is a plant that will lose its foliage during the winter months. So right now, the leaves are full of food because the plant is still growing. A month from now, all that foliage is going to fall. But before it falls, all the energy that's in the leaves will drain and be stored in the root system of your plant. So if you can cut it now, the energy does not have a chance to go into the root system of your plant, making the plant root system stronger for next year. So cut everything down, have the boys take care of it, and then mow it into the spring, but have them cut it close to the ground. That'll make it easier for you when you walk and when you mow. And then in the spring, dabble the Roundup or Cleanup directly on top of the foliage that does develop. Do it every single week, and I guarantee you within a year, more than 80% of it will be gone, and the following year, it will be history, okay? But that way you don't hurt the grass because you're dabbing it. You're not using an aerosol that spreads the weed killer every place. You give that a try. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ray from New Hampshire with a question about smoke tree.
Good morning, Ray. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. We had the pleasure of going on the garden tour, and we got to meet you and see your beautiful gardens. But while we were up there, we got some ideas for our yard. We bought a Daphne shrub when we came back, and we got a smoke tree. Well, it finally got established, and now it's going wild. And I wanted some tips on how to prune it or how to shape it or when to do that.
Okay. First of all, now where do you live?
Derry, New Hampshire.
Okay. What I would do for your Daphne is around Thanksgiving, I want you to spray the foliage of your Daphne with something like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. Now, the reason is Daphne is a hardy plant in northern New England, but if we have a winter, Ray, without a lot of snow and really cold weather, you could lose some of that foliage and maybe some of the flower buds. So wait until things cool off. And again, Thanksgiving time is a good target date. Then spray all of the foliage with the Wilt Proof. And it will seal the foliage and the buds so that a windy winter without a lot of snow cover will not damage the plant. Okay, next. On your smoke bush, do not do any pruning until spring arrives. Right now, leave it alone. Let it go dormant. Let the plant prepare for the winter months. And in late March, early April, look at the plant and say, that plant's growing to the right too much. That branch is growing to the left, and you create the shape that you want. Encourage it to become thicker and fuller, and then feed.
If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
And welcome back to Boggs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist, Dr. Bob Boggs. We've got Stank on the line.
It's Hank.
What is this? Am I getting punked?
No, I'm pinching my nose closed. It's Hank. I've got stink bugs.
I'm sorry, Hank. Stink bugs are no joke. The good news is Rescue's got the scientifically tested technology and proven traps to help assure you'll be able to start breathing easy again. And they work both outdoors where your garden is at risk and indoors where, let's just say, you don't want them getting indoors.
I'm breathing easier already.
Use the Rescue stink bug trap outdoors in spring, summer, and early fall to kill the smelly pests before they can mate and multiply. To protect all sides of your house, multiple traps may be necessary. Indoors in fall and winter, you'll want the Rescue Stink Bug Light, a special LED attachment that fits over the trap and attracts the bugs with an alluring light. Walk toward the light, Stinky. It's time to meet your maker.
For more about the Rescue Stink Bug Trap and Light, go to Rescue.com.
Thanks, Doc!
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American, so everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right, every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Gun Club. We're here to help you to think fall. Great day to pick apples, fresh apple cider, corn stalks to decorate your home, pumpkins. Oh, pumpkins. You know what's good? Get a small sugar pumpkin. Cut the top of the pumpkin off, just like the hat. Clean it out. Make yourself a meatloaf and stuff it into the pumpkin. Put the hat back on and cook it in your oven. And when it's ready, you take out this pumpkin and you slice it like you do a pie. And when you put it on your plate, you'll have a crust, a fresh cooked pumpkin with the meatloaf in the middle. Not only does it look beautiful, but the taste is incredible. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from Mass with a question about trimming butterfly bushes.
George, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning. Great. And yourself, George?
I'm doing wonderful. Hey, listen, I got three questions, but if the time allows, you know, take one is about the wild asters coming up in my driveway with gravel. And the other one is when the best time to trim my butterfly bush. I think I know the answer to that one. And then my poor friend who fertilized his new lawn, and he added crabgrass control, and I told him he's got a problem.
Okay, so he planted seed, you said, George?
Yes, well, I stopped him. I said, you can't do that. I got to call Paul and find out what you can do now, because you have to wait until that crabgrass control, just goes away with rain. Does he have a
chance? The problem is, for the next 6 weeks, the crabgrass preventer, what happens is he put down a powder. When he applies water, either with rain or with the sprinkler, the water will dissolve this powdered product. It will create a barrier, like a skin, over the surface of the soil. And as the seed germinates, it will absorb the weed killer and kill the seed. So here's a few things that you can do. Have him take a bamboo rake and scratch up the surface to break up that barrier that was made by the crabgrass preventer. Then water the grass. It will make a new barrier, but it will break down. A few days later, re-scratch the soil to break up that barrier. And if he can do that 3, 4, 5 times in the next couple of weeks, it will destroy some of the crabgrass killer. But he will still have a problem. So the main thing he needs to do is, if he has to plant grass seed, is have him plant it and keep it wet. And if you can use a liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro or something like that every week, the more fertilizer he puts to it, the better of a chance he'll have to strengthen the seeds that are there. But for the next couple of weeks, he has to continuously break apart this barrier. And hopefully, enough of it will fall apart that it won't kill the seed, but he will lose some of the seed. He should have purchased a crabgrass preventer for new seeding. And it's a different chemical makeup, George, that will allow seed to germinate and only target the crabgrass seed. So that's the most important thing. But on Cape Cod, you can still plant grass seed by the middle of October. So he still has time. So if he can use the next 2 weeks to scratch it, destroy it, it will help a great deal. Butterfly bush, let it bloom, let it grow. No major pruning until you get to March. If you prune it back heavy in the fall, you could have more dieback.